All right, 7:53, and Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick!
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you, right there, buddy.
Right in front of you.
What's going on, man?
Well, this weekend we've got the river cleanup. That's what's going on.
The Green River cleanup, the Connecticut River cleanup.
Many different waterways. Yes, it goes all the way up and down the Connecticut River, source to sea, as they say.
All the tributaries and everything. You know, I've been talking to Mr. Bowles. He is the big cheerleader for this event. I don't know if it would continue without his efforts, but he was saying that it keeps going. The beat rolls on.
That's right.
Different groups that are helping out. They got some school groups that are actually helping out this Friday, Mick.
Oh, okay. So and, 2 days, yep.
And, but the main event happens on Saturday. And I know you've been a big part of it in the past.
Yes, yes. You meet at the Green River Swimming Hall and...
Nash's Mill Road. Mm-hmm.
And, sorry, I'm turning off my phone here. And there's coffee, and there's donuts, and there are sign-up sheets, and there are buckets and gloves and everything. They hand out everything that you need except for shovels in case you need that because you're going to be digging in and maybe pulling stuff out from under the sand in the water. A lot of shopping carts, unfortunately. Stop throwing shopping carts off the bridges, hey. But we pull all that kind of stuff out, and then you come back, and there's pizza, and there's music, and I believe this year the People's Pint might even be there.
They are, yeah.
Yeah,
I talked to Chris about that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a fun event. You feel really good when you come back with your load of trash from the river,
mm-hmm.
just to see it all stacked up in the parking lot, you know, in the entranceway to the swimming hall is impressive. I mean, all the tires are over here, and all the TVs are over here, and all the shopping carts and metal are over there, and sometimes the mountain is like 6 feet high of stuff. It's really quite something. And then they haul it all away, and they weigh it, and then they have stats, and you know, it's nice to know we pulled so much trash out of the river on a particular year, like, yay, go us. But then, oh, how sad that there was that much trash that had to be pulled out of the river.
That and next year.
And next year.
It's going to be the same amount.
Yeah.
You know, it's an overwhelming task, but it's a task that has to be done. And, usually you have specific instructions each year. I mean, in the past, you've told me about certain projects that you guys are trying to do.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific projects this year?
I live on the Green River.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too, but I wasn't sure if you wanted people to know.
Yes, I do. Not on it, but my property is, you know what I'm saying?
Very close.
Joke, yes. Anyway, so we usually go in, we put in our canoes and clean as we go upriver towards Dunkin' Donuts. We live on that stretch and then go under that and then go to... The parking lot, which used to be the trailer park,
yep.
and we meet people there, and there's usually a lot of stuff there, but it's been getting better. Our section's been getting better and better and better every year. I mean, new stuff shows up, but the cleanup is definitely overcoming the new trash that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the long
run,
yes, you're right. Like every year, there's still more stuff, but I know because like we're digging stuff, like shopping carts that are upside down in the sand, where only the wheels are sticking up out of the water. And, you know, that's a heavy job to do, but then that shopping cart's not there anymore.
Right.
You know, and over time, there's less and less and less. And yes, and actually that blinging was David Bowles saying it is 9 o'clock. So the website, which we have not yet mentioned.
I'm sorry.
CT. Oh, Kevin.
It's my bad. I got you all off topic again.
CTRiver.org. CT River, you know, like Connecticut, ctriver.org.
And right.
There's a slideshow right on the homepage, and you see a guy floating around in a red boat filled with trash. And
is
you
that
click
you?
On that. No, that's not me. You click on that, and brings you to the page where they talk about it. And there's a map, and you can see one of those little pin maps that goes all the way up from the Great South Bay, you know, New York, Connecticut River, all the way up into Vermont, New Hampshire, and everything. And there's all these little flags. So there are hundreds and hundreds of groups going all up and down, and Greenfield's got two of them.
Excellent.
And there's one in Turner's and all that. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Our Montague Webworks website of the week.
CTRiver.org.
And reflects a big effort that's happening right here in our area this Saturday. Maybe you'll see Mick over there. Mick from Montague Webworks, a part of our 30% off store as well. Remember, the certificates that you buy from Montague Webworks at our 30% off store, first of all, you're saving some money. You turn in those gift certificates to Mick, and you get something done. Right, Mick?
You get a new website, or you
Woo-hoo!
Get your old aha.com, or you get your old site fixed up, and you have a whole bunch of tools now available to you, online forms for class registration if you do that kind of stuff, and calendars, and videos, and you know, all you can also upload audio files, MP3 files, and they'll play right there on the site.
If
you do radio
that?
Interviews with someone such as your host,
Kevin.
See,
very nice.
How
Mick
cool is that?
From Montague Webworks, part of our 30% off store. The link is at bear953.com. Happy cleaning, Mick.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
It's 7:58, and Garth Brooks will take us right to news time on Bear Country 95.3.